When was your last checkup? No, not you. Although that's important, too. But when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Chevy Drive Chicago. Schedule a service appointment at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer.
Mayor Brandon Johnson is with us. What about those Cubs? What's happening there?
Hey, we are tied for the last slot in the wild card.
You're keeping track. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back. At least I must say I miss you. I'm glad that you're fully recovered.
Every time I hear you on Sriracha, I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Hey, you know, often kids go the opposite direction of their parents when it comes to loving a sports team. So tell me, at least a couple of your kids are Cubs fans.
Oh, yeah. The house is. You know, I will say, though, they are really, really big soccer fans. Raised our kids to play baseball. Both of my boys have competed at the high level. But my oldest is headed off to Eastern in a couple of months, and he's going to study accounting. And he is officially on the men's soccer team, of which the last game of the season, Eastern Illinois versus Chicago State. So I said, whatever you got to do, son, you better be on that field that last game of the season, because I'm inviting all of Chicago to come out and watch you play.
Oh, I'm so happy, because last we talked, you were still deciding on a school. I know he wanted to stay in state, and how fun that he's playing soccer. That's awesome. So he must be obsessed with the World Cup coverage right now.
Oh my goodness. It's the one thing that intrigues him about the job, that if I have to travel out or, you know, spend time with, you know, European leaders, he becomes curious about the position, mostly because he wants to know which football club is associated with that particular city or nation. But yeah, I mean, sports is a big part of our household. My daughter, she competes in volleyball, and it's a good way to bring people together. But yeah, we're still rooting for the Cubs, but I have to be honest with you, it's been fun watching those Southsiders, the Sox, play pretty good baseball right now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Any more word on the Pope visiting? Because we all want the Pope to visit the country, and we know if he comes here, he's coming to Chicago. So has there been any connection since your visit?
Well, first of all, the visit and exchange of a lifetime. I was deeply humbled and honored to be in the presence of His Holiness. His position around world affairs very much linked to what we're doing in Chicago to protect working people. And that's one of the reasons, Lisa, we invited him to Chicago. As you know, I've signed multiple executive orders to protect the people of this city, of which now 30 million people around the country are living under executive orders that I signed here in Chicago. And, you know, his position and recognition around how we have to protect working people, immigrants, undocumented folks, the most vulnerable, I think it's only appropriate for him to hold mass right here in his beloved city. And no, we have not heard anything just yet. You know, I know he has, you know, deep concerns like I do around how the President of the United States of America has used his authority to create division and really cause harm. But we're going to remain hopeful that the Pope takes us up on this invitation. And I'm hoping by next fall we have him here, not just celebrating his ascension, but really bringing attention to the globe of how we can come together, his pulpit, my pen, bringing together people around the globe to ensure that humanity is protected and loved.
Based on the text messages we receive during this show, no one believes that he's going to come here while the current administration is still in office.
Yeah, well, he's, you know, expressed obviously deep concern about, you know, how the president has conducted himself. I mean, it continues to just exacerbate more and more. But, you know, look, I think at the very least, what that delegation demonstrated, we had labor leaders, faith leaders, community leaders, elected leaders, business leaders, all representing the soul of Chicago. And again, how our response to authoritarianism has been a model and an example for the rest of the world. But it was truly an honor of a lifetime. I've never been to Rome to be a part of all of that history. As a man of faith who truly believes that we're called to serve the most vulnerable, to be in the presence of the Pope, particularly with his moral righteous position around how, again, the apology that was offered up of the role that the church played in slavery and how we have to work to repair harm and damage that's been done to people. And it again, was a tremendous honor. And I'm grateful that we had a chance to pray with him, to pray for him, and to represent Chicago's very best.
Okay, let's go from world leaders to parking meters, because I got to tell you, that might have been the worst deal the city has ever signed. And I hope there are safeguards now in place to prevent future administrations from entering into similar agreements. But where are we at? We know that there are 22 alderpersons that have signed a letter saying they'll reject the sale. And it's not like we can really buy them back. We have 57 years left on the lease. Now we're at a point where the company that owns that lease is going to sell it to someone else. What do you see happening here, and will there be any benefit to the people of Chicago?
Well, first of all, it's not might. This is the worst municipal deal in the history of the world, unless someone comes up with something that was done in ancient Greece. I've never seen anything of this magnitude. And the way the ordinance was structured, the city council has it's within their purview and their authority to review and finalize any type of transaction or transition from one entity to another. Look, there are some parameters in which the ordinance provides some guidance, but you know, I'm going to provide as much information as I possibly can to the city council to ensure that they go through a thorough process. And if there's any configuration that would benefit taxpayers, that's something that they're going to have to wrestle with. And again, I'm going to provide them with the support that they need to be able to make a thorough decision.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Are you seeing the Obamas on Thursday night?
I am. You know, I'm really excited about the Obama Center opening. We have a public library inside. I'm encouraging all of Chicagoans to come out and really just live through a moment in time in our history that gave so much inspiration to people. I was just sharing with my chief of staff back in 2004 when he ran for the United States Senate. You know, I had a chance to knock on doors with him and for him, had a chance to introduce him when I was, you know, in my mid-20s, sort of coming into my own consciousness of how I wanted to engage politically. And the Obama Center is an absolute gorgeous, overwhelming space that I believe is going to capture the further imagination of the next generation. And looking forward to shaking hands with the president and Mrs. Obama as two residents and constituents of mine. They are probably by far the most famous, I guess with the exception of Pope Leo, but technically his address I don't think was in Chicago anymore.
I don't even have to say hi to the Obamas. I just want to be in the room when Stevie Wonder plays and Bruce Springsteen plays. My gosh, get me on the list, Mayor.
Yeah, well, look, it's going to be an incredible celebration. And, you know, Stevie Wonder and Bruce Springsteen, these are individuals that have not just supported the president, but they have been consistent voices, really standing up for everyday and working people. Folks from all over the globe are coming here. We'll get multiple former presidents that will be here, and elected leaders, people who helped him get elected. And again, I think that the opportunity for us to engage with President and Mrs. Obama at a time in which our city and our country really, really needs a uniting force. It's just going to be a great reminder of what's possible when we all work together.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling back in May said, all right, let's stop the retirement rumors. And then for some reason, they're popping up again. Who keeps stirring this up?
Well, I can't speak to who might be responsible for anything that's stirred up in the city. You know, I'll just say, look, you know, Superintendent Snelling and the police force as a whole, I mean, these individuals are serving our city and they're doing the toughest job. It's getting harder every day. And what the superintendent has done, carrying out my vision of building a safe and a safer city, working with CBI, working with community-based organizations and businesses to hire young people. Last summer, as you know, we had the fewest amount of homicides in 60 years. There's a lot of work to be done. You know, and, you know, look, I know Chief Hine retired, and I think we should lift him up. These women and men served 25, 30-plus years sacrificing their lives literally every day to keep us safe. You know, but, you know, I can't speak to any rumors, and I just know that working with Superintendent Snelling and the entire police department since I've been mayor, we've made some tremendous strides in making the city much safer than what it was when I inherited it.
Happy Father's Day to you, Mayor. And what tradition do you carry on that your father celebrated or enjoyed with you? What is it that that you feel that you're carrying on and giving to your children that your father gave to you?
Yeah, service and a good meal. You know, my father was a pastor, so was my grandfather, you know, both of whom served every day. You know, they probably worked, you know, probably too hard. I think my father retired with probably a few hundred sick days, right? But one of the things that, you know, my father did instill in us and what I'm passing on to my children is that, you know, we serve and we show up for one another. And then the best way to celebrate our service to one another is with a good meal, whether it's, you know, a pot roast or turkey chops and a little bit of macaroni and cheese and dressing. But most of all, of course, the great tradition of being on the grill. Now, my daughter seems to have taken a liking to the grill, still working on my son and see what they'll pull together on Father's Day.
Well, hopefully it'll be a beautiful day and you'll be celebrated and surrounded with love. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lisa. Looking forward to talking again.
That's Mayor Brandon Johnson.